So today we are talking cars, and we are talking both parking in Harrogate and driving around the surrounding areas of Harrogate. We'll start first with parking permits, because that has been in the news over the past week or so. What's going on with this situation? This is with regards to people who live in Harrogate and need a parking space.
That's right. We did a review at the end of last year regarding parking permits and charges for parking permits. And a decision was taken in December to increase the cost of a parking permit, a standard cost throughout the county. The cost beforehand had been all over the place, depending upon where you happen to be in the county. But the cost of a basic parking permit will rise to £30 per year from this month, from April. That will ensure that the whole budget of parking permits for North Yorkshire County Council moves out of deficit. It was costing the taxpayer about £123,000 every year to run a parking permit scheme. And because of that, because of the costs of the scheme, requests to introduce new residential parking schemes, for example, in areas which are close to the town centre, which suffer from a lot of parking by visitors, so that the roads are fully parked up all day long. Areas also near the hospital, near secondary schools, where, again, at least during the weekdays, residential streets are fully parked up. Now, this isn't about people not liking to have vehicles parked on the roads in front of their house. The difficulty comes when there is inconsiderate parking, or indeed when cars are parked on both sides of the road and close up to driveways, which means that residents can't get in or out of their driveways easily or safely. Now, up until now, we've not been able to consider any new requests for residential parking schemes. The increase in the cost of a parking permit will enable us now to have funding to consider whether or not to introduce new residential parking schemes. And we already have some 30 requests countywide to look at introducing new schemes. If you went to the Duchy Estate in Harrogate, or if you go to the Saints Estate around the St Hilda's St Winifred's area, residents there feel very much trapped in their own homes. The streets in front of their houses are so fully parked up that it's very difficult for them, first of all, to receive visitors, but also simply to gain egress out of or access to their driveways, because it is so fully parked up, so close to the drop curbs of driveways, that residents feel a little bit trapped in their own homes. So increasing the cost of a parking permit does enable us to achieve funding to look whether or not the introduction of a new residential parking scheme is something that residents want us to do, and has to, of course, be a majority of residents in a particular area want us to do that. But certainly funding will, in the future, no longer, or should no longer, be an issue.
And from parking to, I suppose, congestion, they are both two related areas, really. People may have recently heard about the potential of having a relief road between Harrogate and Knaresborough. There's now sort of repercussions of that, and we're sort of seeing what the next potential idea is.
Yes, I think you're referring to a petition that was delivered to North Yorkshire County Council Harrogate Area Committee in March. The petition was delivered by a resident of Bilton, and of course residents of Bilton are concerned about the potential for any Harrogate relief road that's running between Knaresborough and Harrogate, because of the proximity to where they live, and of course the effects it may have on facilities such as the Nidderdale Greenway or the Nid Gorge. As far as the decision that was taken last December is concerned, the area committee in December voted overwhelmingly to omit any option of an inner relief road from a consultation with the general public that was going to start in December, in fact, just a few days after that area committee took place. The director of Business and Environmental Services, David Bow, in consultation with myself, did decide to postpone the consultation until such time as more information, both about sustainable transport measures, about behavioural change, and about a relief road with perhaps greater emphasis upon the routing of such a relief road, could be brought forward and then consultation take place with the general public. So at this stage, the situation is that certainly the next several months will be spent in doing further work in looking at various solutions to overcome congestion. I don't think anybody can deny the fact that certainly at peak times, many areas of Harrogate do suffer from congestion, and Knaresborough, in fact, and that congestion also leads to air quality problems. So North Yorkshire County Council and its elected members, myself included, do have a responsibility to look at all options as far as reduction of congestion is concerned and improvement of air quality.
So with regards to that, then, people sort of just watch this space, really. Nothing's immediately going to happen. It's just with regards to that, you just sort of keep on listening to Stray FM and keep on in touch with North Yorkshire County Council.
Yes, keep on listening to Stray FM. They can go to the North Yorkshire County Council website, simply search HRR or Harrogate Relief Road, and that web page is kept fully up to date with all progress being made in looking at various solutions to beat congestion in Harrogate and Knaresborough.
Great stuff. Councillor Don McKenzie, thank you very much.